Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today the weather across Israel is warm and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem will see a bright and sunny day. Haifa is also enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for a morning walk by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Ynet reports that President Trump has given Iran 48 hours to make a deal or face severe attacks amid ongoing talks over the Strait of Hormuz. Also, earlier today, The Times of Israel reports Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that Israel did not agree to a plan by the Board of Peace to disarm Hamas, insisting the IDF will maintain current positions. Also this hour, Mariv has reported claims from the Arab world that a U.S. attack in Iran could be imminent as the Revolutionary Guards demand control over Hormuz. Separately, Israel Hayom reveals concerns from the IDF about a phenomenon that might lead to strategic disaster, with forces potentially crossing into Syria due to the Bashan pioneers. And finally, from JTA, William Lawrence, a progressive aligned with El Sayed, has taken the Democratic House nomination amid controversy over his views on Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Michael Dixon, a commentator, posted just minutes ago about the tragic story of Ariel, a young boy killed by Hamas terrorists, reminding us of the personal toll of conflict. Ahmed Fuad Al-Khatib, a regional analyst, shared that Hamas is reportedly increasing infiltration attempts to target Israeli-backed militias as tensions rise over disarmament plans. Open Source Intel, a conflict monitoring account, highlighted President Trump's recent remarks on Iran, emphasizing that severe action will follow if Iran backs out of negotiations. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in the Strait of Hormuz. Ynet reports that President Trump has warned Iran of severe consequences if they fail to reach an agreement within 48 hours. This comes as Tehran seeks control over the strategic waterway. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact global oil markets and regional stability. Turning to Israel, the Times of Israel reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected a plan to disarm Hamas, opposing the U.S.-backed initiative. Netanyahu's stance underscores Israel's commitment to maintaining security and military positions, which could complicate peace efforts. Meanwhile, Mariv highlights growing fears of a U.S. military action in Iran. Qatar and Pakistan are working diplomatically to prevent escalation. But the Revolutionary Guards' demands could lead to rising oil prices and heightened tensions in the region. The IDF is sounding alarms, according to Israel Hayom, about potential strategic risks from forces being diverted to Syria. The focus on Bashan pioneers may weaken Israel's defensive readiness, raising concerns about border security. Finally, JTA reports on William Lawrence's primary win. His nomination as a progressive candidate with controversial views on Israel highlights the shifting political landscape in the U.S., which could affect future diplomatic relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that Mizrahi Tefahot Bank is diversifying its investments with a 99 million shekel stake in a waste disposal company. This move marks its entry into the non-banking sector. Separately, CTEC reveals that Maor Shlomo's Base 44 has received a $150 million payout following Wix's recent earnings report. This underscores the growing influence of AI platforms in tech growth. And finally, Walla Business reports escalating labor disputes at Bank Habanim. Changes in work formats have led to significant employee unrest, affecting operations. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.